And I pray that the Lord would just bless you richly for being here. I want to read from the book of Leviticus chapter 23. Amen. Leviticus 23. I'll have to admit I didn't get halfway through my message this morning, but I didn't feel like continuing on and preaching it tonight. If the Lord will, some other time, I suppose. But I sure appreciate the way the Lord helped us today, and He is helping us right now. Amen. Leviticus chapter 23. Now, we've had a very exciting service, and I hope that this Bible reading, to some of you that read your Bibles, you might say, well, I don't know if that's as exciting as what we've been feeling. And I hope the Lord would help us. Leviticus 23 and verse 39. And the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered the fruit of the land, ye shall keep a feast unto the Lord 7 days. On the first day shall be a Sabbath, and on the eighth day shall be a Sabbath. And ye shall take you on the first day the boughs of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and boughs of thick trees, and willows of the brook. And ye shall rejoice before the Lord your God 7 days. And ye shall keep it a feast unto the Lord 7 days in the year. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations. Ye shall celebrate it in the seventh month. Ye shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that are Israelites born shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. And Moses declared unto the children of Israel the feasts of the Lord. I want to preach tonight, if the Lord would help me, on brighten up before the Lord. Brighten up before the Lord. Now, this feast that we're speaking of is the Feast of Tabernacles, the Feast of Booths that some people have called it. It was a time after that the Passover had been offered, that they were to move out and make themselves booths to live in, to remember the days that God brought them through the wilderness wanderings, and through the times of testing, and kept them and provided for them. It was a time of remembrance. It was a time of looking forward to that perfect day when they would possess the land. Now, I want you to notice in verse 40, the Bible says that they were to rejoice before the Lord 7 days. Now, seven is a number of perfection, so it just means a time of complete rejoicing before the Lord all the time. Do it all the time. Glory be to Jesus. Rejoice before the Lord 7 days is what he said. Set aside a special time where you make booths, have a feast, offer great sacrifices, and rejoice before the Lord. And you said, but Brother Lloyd, you told us to brighten up before the Lord. Where'd you get that? And I looked up this Hebrew word for rejoice. And the Hebrew word for rejoice means to brighten up. Glory to God. Well, I'd like to preach if the Lord would help me on brighten up before the Lord. Rejoice before the Lord. The word rejoice in the English language has joy in the middle of it, and there's no mistake about that. That's not an accident. Sometimes you can play with words and come up with things, but that's exactly what it means. It's talking about being glad or brightening up or being happy about something. And I want you to understand, when we brighten up before the Lord, it means that we are happy to be in His presence. We are rejoicing about what He has done, what He will do, and what He's doing right now. Amen. I looked at this word to brighten up or rejoice or make glad, and I found that it was used in other places in the Word of God. When that Moses was before the Lord, amen, God spoke to him at the burning bush and told him that Aaron was coming his way. And Aaron, his brother, would be glad to see him. He would brighten up when he saw him. And I want to ask you, can you brighten up when you see the presence of the Lord? Whether it's in a church service or whether it's like Sister Janice testified a few nights ago, they sat down to just eat breakfast, and all of a sudden the Holy Ghost came into their kitchen. I believe it's easy to brighten up when you see the Lord coming by. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. I also saw it there in the book of Deuteronomy where that a husband was excluded from certain duties such as battle to stay home. When he just got married, to stay home and brighten up his wife. Cheer up his wife. That's what he's supposed to do. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Oh, I tell you, brothers and sisters, you ought to do your best to brighten up your husband or your wife. You ought to do your best. Make that a duty and a chore to make their face bright when they see you coming. Glory be to God. I could preach on that a little while, but my main point is not to brighten up before your wife or to brighten up before your husband. Hey, wouldn't it be all right, husbands, if you saw her brighten up when you walk through the door instead of saying, boy, I tell you, I got a long list of stuff for you to do. Amen. How about it? Amen. How about a little brightening up first? A little good news before the bad news. Amen. I need to go on. I'm sorry here for meddling. I couldn't help it there for just a second there. But, oh yes, we brighten up when we see somebody we hadn't seen in a while. We brighten up when we see someone we really love. Amen. Even if you have seen them earlier that day, even if you are when you really love them, your face will brighten up when you're glad to see them. Oh, I would like for us as a church to brighten up when we're going to church, because we know we're going to the house of God. We're going to the place where God is. No, we're not dwelling in booze, but we have set aside special time during our week to gather together and rejoice before the Lord. We have set aside a special time. We have built a special place to come and brighten up because we are in the presence of the Almighty God. Amen. Yes, our face ought to be happy. Oh, God. Whoo! I'll just tell you, I'm feeling so good here tonight. Amen. I can't hardly decide whether to preach or shout. Hallelujah. Amen. But oh, yes. Amen. Just like that husband when he comes home and he sees his wife brighten up before she gives him the honey-do list. Amen. He might be more inspired to do something for her. Oh, glory be to God. I think if before we get our list of chores for the Lord that we bring out and say, Lord, I want you to do this. I want you to heal this one, deal with this one, save that one, work this out, help my business. I think it'd do a whole lot of good if our face had just brightened up and say, oh God, I'm glad to be in your presence. I'm glad to be right here with you. I'm glad to see you, God. I'm rejoicing before the Lord. I'm brightening up before the Lord. Amen. Oh, there were 7 days. That's a completion. That's divine perfection. I believe in all reality that's talking to us that we need to have a brightening up in a habitual sense, that we ought to do it all the time. It ought to be a part of every day of our week. It ought to be a complete thing. Don't you have enough to rejoice about before the Lord every day of your life? I
realize we've got hard times, sad times, bad times. I'm not belittling them. No! Amen. Isn't it good in our bad times to come before His presence and brighten up? Oh, yes. We can brighten up when we're reminded of the blessings of the past. That's why they moved out of their houses into these booths. They remembered the wilderness wanderings. They remembered the manna that was given. They understood what God was doing. The water that was given in the wilderness. And they also understood they had it a whole lot better now in Canaan land than what they had it when they was moving through the wilderness. Hey, listen, brothers and sisters, we can brighten up when we look back over our shoulder and see the times He has healed us, the times He has delivered us, just like Sister Shirley testifying. I realize this wasn't years and years and years ago, but it was in the past, just a few weeks ago, when the devil tried to hinder her faith right now. Amen. All she had to do was set up a booth. Amen. Brighten up and rejoice that God had already answered a prayer. Amen. And brought somebody in she'd been praying for years, and it gave her faith to pray on. Hey, listen, amen, you've got something in your past. Yes, you may have something that's haunting you, but you have something that's praiseworthy. You have something to brighten up about. You have something in your past that God preserved you from death, that God saw you through a trial, that God saved your soul, that God delivered you from drugs. God set you free from alcohol and smoking and worldliness. I tell you, we ought to brighten up. We've got a bright past.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's not bound to our condition. For they left their houses to dwell in booths. And yet this was something to rejoice about, because they was remembering how God had helped them in the past. And I realize things may be uncomfortable for some of us, but still we've got something to brighten up about. Hallelujah. Amen. We can brighten up, secondly, because of God's provision. This was also a commemoration of the completion of harvest. Amen. God had blessed them by bringing in the wheat. God had blessed them with an abundance. It was something like our Thanksgiving Day, where we gather together to give thanks for what God has done for us. It's an attitude that it can be cultivated. Amen. To develop a bright attitude about being in the presence of God. It was a festival of joy. In fact, there was an old preacher by the name of Alexander McLaren that preached a message called The Consecration of Joy. I took that they were supposed to dedicate themselves to being as joyful as they could before God. Amen. I realize sometimes we talk about dedicating yourself to holiness, and you got to do that. Dedicating yourself and denying yourself and taking up the cross, and you have to do that. But let's don't leave this out. We need to be dedicated to a celebration. We need to be dedicated to a joy, to a brightness about the presence of God. Oh, glory be to God. I said hallelujah. Amen. Yes, there is a joy that's unspeakable and full of glory. And if you've ever been saved, you know what I'm talking about. If you're not saved tonight, you best get it back and say, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Raise your hands and brighten up before the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Oh, yes. Third reason we can brighten up, amen, is when we consider our sins have been dealt with. This was after the Day of Atonement. This was after sins had been forgiven. And not only had they been forgiven, but leaven had been put out of their houses.
And it was a sign that they had put sin out of their lives. Let me tell you, true rejoicing never comes until true repentance and forgiveness and sanctification comes. There's a lot of folks that's trying to flatter God with their praise. It's about time some folks, amen, that have been set free from their sins, amen, come and brighten up before the Lord. Amen, brighten up because your sins have been dealt with. Amen, an old writer from the 1700s, I believe it is, Matthew Henry said the tradition of the Jews is that they were to express their joy. They were dedicated to this. They were to express their joy by dancing and singing hymns of praise to God with musical instruments, and not the common people only, but the wise men of Israel and their elders were to do it in the court of the sanctuary. For say they, the joy with which a man rejoices in doing a commandment is really a great service. Oh yes, the joy that a man does, amen, in doing a commandment is truly a great service. Oh, I want to ask you, amen, did you brighten up, amen, when you knew that the songs of Zion was going to be sung? Did you brighten up when you understood the house of God was open for church and people were going to be a praying before service, of which I greatly and deeply appreciate you praying? I'm telling you, right now, here tonight, I think we need to be dedicated to joy before the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Amen. The fourth reason we can brighten up is because the grace of God is given to us in abundance. Amen. They constantly offered sacrifices. In fact, by the eighth day, there was 199 sacrifices offered on that day-to-day basis. Oh, I think that shows us that we have no blessing except it be by God's grace, except it be by the blood of Jesus Christ. I realize that these people had to continually offer sacrifices, but the Bible says that Jesus, amen, was offered once and for all for our sins, once and for all. We don't have to go over and over and over this. I'm telling you, the blood of Jesus Christ continues to bring us blessings, even here tonight. The reason that we were able to be saved is because the blood cleansed us. I'm telling you, that blood of Jesus gives us victory over the powers of hell. I felt the Holy Ghost while Frank and Karen were singing that song on it all, but there was one particular phrase. Amen. And it talked about stomping on the head of the devil. What's that say? It's time on Calvary. While he's on Calvary, it says something about, amen, Satan thinking that he's got the victory. I couldn't remember it, but I'm going to tell you, I felt the Holy Ghost when they said that phrase right there. Amen. Glory be to Jesus. What did it say? What's that? I bruised it. Come on, say it again. I bruised his head with my heel, and now I have the keys. That's what I felt the victory over right there. Amen. Jesus Christ on Calvary, I realize he's fighting a battle, but he bruised the devil's, amen, head with his heel. I want to preach to you here tonight that it is that blood that gives us victory over the powers of hell. Yes, we are in a fight, but we still have a constant reason to brighten up before the Lord, because the blood of Jesus Christ gives us victory over the powers of hell. Haven't you felt that victory here tonight? Haven't you felt the Spirit of God come by and touch us? Oh yes. Amen. The fifth reason we can brighten up, because the best is yet to come. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. I'm not going to take the time to get into this, but in all reality, these booths were set up, amen, to remind them that they had wandered in the wilderness, but they were heading to the promised land. But this was also a prophecy that there was going to be a ruler set up, amen, in Jerusalem one day. And the complete and total fulfillment of it is found in Zechariah chapter 14. When that Feast of Tabernacles is done during the millennial reign of Jesus Christ here upon this earth. Warren Wiersbe said, for Israel the best is yet to come. The scattered people will be gathered. The sinful people will be cleansed. The sorrowing people will rejoice. And for Christian believers, I want to say this. The best is still yet to come. For we shall be together with the Lord and His people, and every stain washed away, rejoice in His presence. My brothers and sisters, I feel good here tonight still. I feel the Holy Ghost in a wonderful way. This morning I was so happy I just about could explode for joy. Oh, there's coming a better day than this. There's coming a brighter day than this. Listen, I know we can look back and say, hitherto the Lord hath helped us. And I can look up to the future and say, Jesus is coming again. And in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we're going to have a new body. Amen. We're going to have family reunions. Sorrow's going to be gone. Tears are going to be gone. Pain will be forever gone. Amen. And bright glory will be forever. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. The sixth reason we can brighten up is because of the blessings that Christ gives. Amen. The Jews added two rituals to this celebration. They're not found in this occasion here. The first one was that on that one great day of the feast, they'd go to the pool of Siloam and draw water and then pour it out. Another one was that they would set up a great big huge candlestick and have the candles lit. Amen. The pouring of the water of the pool of Siloam was in remembrance of the giving of water in the desert. The four large lighted candlesticks recall the pillar of fire that guided them by night. Oh, yes. And Jesus Christ said during the times of the feast in John 7 and 37, amen. Read that, somebody. Brother Doyle, maybe you could get that. John 7 and 37. Amen. And Brother Corey, would you get John 8 and 12? Amen. Jesus Christ is celebrating this feast. And John 7, 37 and 38. And I could probably quote it, but no reason to chance it here. What did he say?
In the last day...
That great day of the feast,
Jesus stood and cried.
What feast was that? That was this feast right here. Jesus stood and cried. And what did he say?
If any man thirst,
let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Seem to me like there's two experiences. There's drinking and then there's flowing. Amen. There's taking in and then there's giving out. Amen. He that believeth on me, as the Spirit saith. Amen. This second experience is for people that believe. If you're thirsty, come and drink. But after you believe, I'm telling you, after you believe, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Well, now explain that to me. What was he really talking about there in that? Amen. Go to verse 38 there. Seven and
39.
But this spake he of the Spirit, which
faith that believe on him should receive.
they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Let me tell you why we can brighten up. Jesus is glorified and the Holy Ghost is given. Amen. We can drink and get our thirst quenched. Amen. We can have an experience. Amen. That's overflowing. Amen. That flows out from us and touches people's lives and touches people's hearts. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. What's your scripture say, Brother Corey? John 8. Amen. And 12. Come on. Then Jesus spake again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. Oh, God. He that followeth me, he that followeth me shall not dwell in darkness. You mean he's our pillar of fire at night? Oh, yes, he is. You say it's pretty dark where I am. Hey, the children of Israel had a pillar of fire to guide them through the wilderness. But we have something better than a pillar of fire at night. We have Jesus, the light of the world. We don't dwell in darkness, my brothers and sisters. We've got water in the desert. Amen. In fact, we've got enough. We can water the desert. Hallelujah, I said. We can taste and see, and we can give. Oh, yeah. We're going through the desert of this world. Let me tell you, we can brighten up. We can brighten up. We can rejoice. We got a pillar of fire by night to guide us and water in dry times. Oh, raise your hands and praise him here tonight. Oh, glory. Whew. Oh, yes. The seventh reason. Have I gave you all enough reasons yet to brighten up? Glory to God. Got one more reason. We can brighten up. Y'all ready? We can brighten up because it is before the Lord. It's because we are in his presence. Yes, we can. Oh, glory. 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 Oh, yes. Oh, I feel his presence right now. Oh, glory. But now, if you forgive me, I'm not going to say this very long. I'm not going to tarry here long. But the children of Israel didn't always know they was in the presence of God, even though they had a pillar of fire. Even though they could... had water flowing. They didn't always remember that. They had a whole lot of complaining, a whole little bit of rejoicing. Let me tell you, we can learn from their mistake. Oh, glory. Oh, I confess you my faults. And I've got more, but I'll just quit because I feel like quitting. I confess my faults. I went to that preacher's meeting out there. Randy Webb preached on hope. And the plow. He said, he that ploweth hopeth. They read that scripture there. Oh. But he preached to me. He said, there's more to this than just doing your duty. He said, why work and sweat and plow unless there's hope? And I'll have to confess to you, I appreciate people that have done their duty, but I'll have to confess there's been some times, amen, that the responsibility of preaching was heavier on me than the hope. Amen. And Brother Randy preached to me until I felt inspired to come home and preach with hope. Amen. But he also convicted me, because why shouldn't I hope? I've got the Word of God. Amen. I've got the Spirit of God. Why shouldn't I have hope? Why shouldn't I plow in hope? Oh, glory be to God. And I say to you here tonight, why shouldn't we brighten up? We're in the presence of God. Why can't we sing with a bright countenance? Why can't we rejoice? Why can't we come around the altars and pray? We're meeting with God. Oh, amen. That fella stayed home to cheer his wife. Yeah. Aaron was glad when he saw Moses. They brighten up. God comes here to brighten you up. He came to cheer you up because you're his bride. Oh, he came to brighten you up because you're his brother. Oh, he's glad to see you. Oh, here tonight, amen. Oh, I feel God in this place. Ooh. Oh, glory. Could we all stand? Oh, I feel the Lord is here. Oh, I feel the Lord is here. Oh, God. Every need we have can be met right here in his presence. He came to brighten you up because you're his bride. He came. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hey, I'm your pastor. I love you. And I know some of you need brightening up. I know, I realize that. I don't want you to feel like we think, oh no, here they come again. That's not what we think. We think they need God. They need the presence of God. And we'd sure like to help them brighten up in the Lord. That's what we think. Amen. Oh, you say, I just feel the responsibility of it. You may feel the responsibility of it, but we feel responsible for you as well. Bear ye one another's burdens, the Bible says. So I just want to say, if you need brightening up, I want you to come and get in the presence of God. And rejoice! Amen. I felt God in saying, rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. Amen. Rejoice not against me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get up and I'm going to brighten up. I'm going to brighten up in the presence of God. I'm going to rejoice before the Lord. If you need a touch of God here tonight, a need that is unexpressible, unexplainable, that you just feel a desperation to get in his presence, he came to brighten you up here tonight. Would you come? Would you come? Amen. Come on, step on out. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something, church. We need to be committed to rejoicing in the Lord, even if we're not. Listen, every one of us, if you've had the best day of your life, every one of us need to be brightening up before the presence of God. I'm just giving a chance, maybe for somebody that you feel a little extra need here tonight. You can come. Amen. Amen. All right. Amen. Let's all come around the altar. Could we raise our hands and let's praise the Lord? Let's let him know that we're glad that he is here. Oh, I'd like to have got you in this altar a little higher. And listen, believe that the Lord is here. Believe that the Lord is here. Oh, He's here to heal your body. He's here to give you strength to go on. He's here to bless you. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He's here to brighten you up.
Supply.